From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. President Obama is set to welcome Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to the White House at this hour. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the two leaders will be discussing issues ranging from the situation in the Gaza Strip to Iran's nuclear program.
The last meeting between Mr. Obama and Mr. Netanyahu in March was filled with tension, sparked by Jewish settlement policies. U.S. and Israeli officials say they expect this meeting will be more amicable and, with any luck, more productive. President Obama is looking for forward motion on peace talks, trying to move them from indirect or proximity talks to face-to-face negotiations. White House officials say there's been momentum recently that has narrowed the gaps between the Palestinians and the Israelis. Mr. Obama is also expected to address the Israeli blockade of Gaza and Iran's nuclear policies. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Triple-digit temperatures are expected in some cities in the eastern U.S. today as a heat wave gripping the region intensifies. Danielle Carson reports electric utilities are bracing for record demand.
With homes and offices cranking up their air conditioners, utilities are worried the increased electricity demand could trigger blackouts. So they're urging people to try and conserve power, turn off non-essential appliances, and set the thermostat no lower than 78 degrees. Emergency management officials are advising people to avoid outdoor activities as much as possible. Never leave small children or pets inside cars. Check in on elderly neighbors who are most likely to have health complications. 11 people have died of heat-related illnesses so far this year. Forecasters say temperatures could drop by about 10 degrees by Thursday. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
More gusty winds and choppy water along the Gulf Coast are putting a damper on skimming operations from the oil spill. Many skimming vessels have been restricted to port for more than a week now. Some of the effects of the spill, though, are being felt on beaches in Texas. Galveston Mayor Joe Jaworski.
Clearly, I'm alarmed at the revelation that some tar balls have been positively identified as from Deepwater Horizon. Not a good thing.
But Jaworski says only a small amount of oil is reaching Texas so far, so he remains optimistic there will not be significant damage there. A new report finds that the service sector of the economy grew in June, but more slowly than in the previous month. The Institute for Supply Management's Index of Service-Oriented Companies dipped a bit last month, but remains above the level indicating expansion. It's the sixth straight month at that level. The service sector accounts for about 80% of the jobs in the United States. Stocks are rallying at the start of a shortened trading week on Wall Street. Stock prices showing their biggest gain since mid-June. The Dow Industrial's up 138 points at 9,837. The NASDAQ Composite Index is up 37. This is NPR News from Washington. Courts in Canada are criticizing the government of Prime Minister Stephen Harper for its lack of involvement in the case of suspected terrorist Omar Khadr. Dan Karpinchuk reports the 23-year-old Toronto native is being held at the Guantanamo Bay facility awaiting trial for the killing of a U.S. Army medic in Afghanistan in 2002.
The Federal Court of Canada has ruled that the government has not done enough to protect Khadr's constitutional rights, and it's given the Harper government 7 days to come up with a list of remedies to its breach of those rights. Khadr is the last Western national still being held at Guantanamo Bay. The court ruled that as a Canadian citizen, he is entitled to procedural fairness and natural justice. But despite appeals from human rights and legal groups, as well as opposition politicians, Ottawa has refused to try to have Khadr repatriated to Canada. Even the Supreme Court in January ordered the government to right the wrongs it had brought on Khadr. Khadr's lawyers say the government has once again been called on to do the right thing. The only government response has been a single sentence saying it would review the decision. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Postal Service announces proposed new rate increases today, the latest move in an effort to reduce massive losses. A key reason for those losses? New York resident David Sampson puts it this way.
The internet does it for you. You can email for free. So why pay money when you can email for free?
The current 44-cent first-class rate took effect about a year ago. Whatever rate increases proposed must be reviewed by the Independent Postal Regulatory Commission. The Dalai Lama turned 75 today. The exiled spiritual leader of Tibet has been cheered by hundreds of followers in the town in India where he's lived since he fled Chinese rule more than half a century ago. He says even as he gets older, he finds his religious studies give him strength, peace, and happiness. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.